since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated, and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
St. Louis Closet Company is celebrating 25 organized years in business. Call St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 for a free in-home estimate and super anniversary savings.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. We find it ironic that we're a talk station and we're the only station in town playing Emerson, Lake and Palmer music in honor of the late, great Keith Emerson, who we found out just a few hours ago has died at his home in Santa Monica at the age of 71, one of the legendary keyboard players of classic rock. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geiser here with me in the studio, and you can join us now if you want to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, then call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. When you get in here, I'll let you choose a category, and inside that category will be questions, all with point values, and if you get enough points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Hey, the prize man!
All right! All we have.
Good one.
One dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
We had some Old Town Donuts in the studio this afternoon, and they were, Marge would call them, delicious.
Oh, they were.
Yummy
so delicious.
In your tummy.
They have two locations. In Florissant, and then one in Cottleville.
You know, I've joked about some of their donuts being as big as your head.
Yes.
That bear claw.
It is.
It's bigger than
Colin
Donald Trump's
held,
hands.
Yeah,
I know.
Colin held it up. He eclipsed his head.
Yeah.
Also, from Peroni's Pizza, we have a gift card. They have three locations, one in Florissant, one in O'Fallon at M and P, and then in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
and from Werenberg Theater. We have a free movie pass to go see London Has Fallen.
This is a pretty good action movie that we reviewed on the show last week with Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
So you can get tickets to that. And if you get all the questions correct, we call that a clean sweep, and we give you a bonus prize.
That's right. You'll get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to Candici's.net.
All right. Those are the prizes. Now let's meet our contestants, or at least our first one of the day. And that's you, Mike. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
How you doing, Paul? I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. We love hearing that. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets a choice of categories that come out of this machine right here. It's called a semi-random category computer. And when I push that button, it starts some rotating around, and then it'll show me three that you can choose from, led by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have category two, The Sports Pages. Or category three, daylight saving time. Don't forget to turn your clock ahead an hour tomorrow night before you go to bed. So those are the three. Which would you like, Mike?
I'll try the sports pages.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which superstar athlete was suspended this week after admitting using a substance that is on the sports banned drugs list? Peyton Manning, who announced his NFL retirement this week, is the only man to quarterback two Super Bowl-winning teams. What were they?
Indianapolis and Denver.
Correct. What's the name of the sportscaster who was awarded $55 million this week in a case involving nude video of her?
Aaron Andrews.
Correct. Which NFL team today waived their former number one pick, the guy known in college as Johnny Football?
Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, that's Johnny Manziel. Which last name is shared by two pitchers and an infielder and an outfielder who all started spring training with the Cardinals? Is it Smith, Carpenter, or Garcia?
Garcia.
There are four Garcias on the team. All right, who was that superstar athlete who used the substance that's on the sports banned drugs list? Oh, if you'd gotten this one, it would have been a clean sweep. Her name is Maria Sharapova. She announced this week that she had been found positive during the Australian Open back in January, and now she may be facing 4 years not being able to play, and Nike and some of her other corporate sponsors have pulled back from her. So this could be a real hit to her bottom line. After she only made $23 million a year last year, I'm worried that she won't be able to pay the mortgage.
Yeah. I'm worried.
I'm starting a Maria Sharapova Kickstarter page. Don't ask me what you get if you so donate. Mike, you got 14 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing. By the way, the four Garcias, Jaime, Greg, Anthony, and Silfredo Garcia, are the ones who started spring training with the Cardinals.
Sounds like a pasta dish.
The Silfredo Garcia?
Yeah.
It's delicious with the pesto sauce.
It is.
Let's go to our next contestant, who's also named Mike. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to thank you guys for recognizing the death of Keith Emerson.
Well, somebody had to do it.
That's right.
Mike, we have three categories here for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Daylight saving time, or our new third category, Donald's not named Trump.
Let's go with that one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Donald lost his ownership of the L.A. Clippers after being caught making racist remarks? Who starred in the movies MASH, Ordinary People, and the Hunger Games series?
Sutherland.
Correct. Which defense secretary under George W. Bush said you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time?
Roosevelt.
Correct. Who won Dancing with the Stars in 2012 after retiring from a 14-year career with the Green Bay Packers?
Donald Driver.
Correct. Who co-starred with Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds in Singing in the Rain?
Donald O'Connor.
Correct. For the clean sweep, give me that Donald who lost his ownership of the L.A. Clippers after being caught making racist remarks.
I don't remember. Yeah.
The last question. It's only 1 point, but you need it for the clean sweep. Take a guess.
Smith.
It was Donald Sterling. How quickly we forget.
I know.
Mike, 14 points for you. You're still a winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize.
Great, thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our third contestant today. Hello, Al.
Hello, How you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
I'm heading home to pack stuff because we're moving a week from tomorrow.
Where are you moving?
We're out in Washington, but we're staying out there. We're going from renting to buying.
So. Oh, okay. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Daylight saving time, or our new third category? No, really, have you been paying attention?
We'll see how much I've been paying attention with the first one.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Al, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which St. Louis community is embroiled in a controversy over a bar where the waitresses wear nothing above the waist except body paint?
U-City?
Correct. What's the name of the newly elected Canadian Prime Minister who made his first visit to the White House this week?
I have no idea.
In what state was Nancy Reagan's funeral held today in her husband's presidential library?
California.
Correct. George Martin produced almost all of the Beatles albums, but another legendary man produced Let It Be. Who was he?
Don't know.
Which beer brand announced this week that they have parted ways with the actor who played the most interesting man in the world?
Dos Equis.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What's the name of the newly elected Canadian Prime Minister who made his first visit to the White House this week?
You give me 3 hours, I would have no idea.
All right. How about the guy who produced Let It Be for the Beatles?
No idea.
All right. Then we won't even wait for the buzzer, and I'll just throw over all the cards. Do you have a guess?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll tell you, that was Phil Spector, who botched the production of Let It Be in Paul McCartney's view, and it's Justin Trudeau, whose father, Pierre, was also the Canadian Prime Minister years and years ago. But, by the way, on that the most interesting man in the world, when I heard the story that this guy was losing his job, I honestly did not know what brand he was the spokesperson for. I mean, you knew it, and I knew it after I looked it up and wrote the question. But isn't that interesting? I knew the most interesting man in the world. I knew what he looked like. I had no idea what brand that was, which I guess means it wasn't that effective. But it was for you, Al, and it got you 5 points, plus 3 for California and 1 for U-City, and you got yourself 9 points for the win. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Hang on, and I'll get to our next contestant, and that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody, and go all you high school basketball fans.
Okay. Would you like daylight saving time or no really? Have you been paying attention?
Let's go with no really. Have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. What is a USA Today writer accused of plagiarizing from the New York Times? Obituaries, crossword puzzles, or editorials?
Crossword puzzle.
Correct. 5 years ago today, what country was hit with an earthquake and tsunami that caused the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl and killed more than 18,000 people?
Japan.
Correct. Why did Nestle recall products like DiGiorno Pizza and Stouffer's Lasagna today? Were they made with tainted tomatoes? Did customers complain they found glass in the food? Or were workers at its plant coming down with the Zika virus?
Glass.
Correct. Which Twitter and Square CEO helped Missouri teachers this week by funding about 600 classroom and school projects?
Pat.
What's the name of the dog whisperer who's charged with animal cruelty after a dog bit a pig on his National Geographic show?
Both of those, I can see him. I can. His name is Quelo or something.
Quelo. Cesar Milan. And the Twitter and Square CEO is Jack Dorsey.
Yep.
Let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the 1, the 2, and the 3, and unfortunately that's only 6 points. So as we mentioned in one of the earlier categories, George Martin was in the news this week, the fifth Beatle, the man who produced almost all of their legendary music. He died this week at the age of 90. In 1998, he did a project called In My Life, in which he invited stars from Hollywood and others to sing Beatles songs. He had Phil Collins on there. He had Bobby McFerrin on there. He had Jeff Beck on there. But he also had some people who don't sing all that well, like Jim Carrey, for instance, who was given a John Lennon classic.
See how they fly.
that's enough.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Sorry I had to hear that, but I hope you have a good weekend. And let's meet our final contestant today. Hello, Hank.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
It's going great. Thanks. Plug something for 5 seconds.
Shout out to my two girls, Jenny and Penny.
All right. Which category would you like? We have Daylight Saving Time or Daylight Saving Time.
Let's go Daylight Savings Time for 500.
All right. I think that's a good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 5 years, when did Daylight Saving Time first go into effect in the United States?
1960.
1918. What classic rock trio did a 1982 album called Daylight Again? Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, or ZZ Top?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Correct. In what movie does a fisherman named Quint tell Police Chief Brody to hurry up and get on the boat because daylight's wasting?
Pass.
Who played James Bond in the 1987 movie The Living Daylights?
Pierce Brosnan.
Timothy Dalton. In the Banana Boat song, also known as Day-O, what comes after the words, daylight come?
Do you want to go home?
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. In what movie does a fisherman named Quint tell Police Chief Brody, hurry up and get on board because daylight's wasting?
Forrest Gump.
The correct answer is... Jaws. Jaws. So let's see how you did here, Hank. You got 2 for Crosby, Stills, and Nash and 5 for Knowing Day-O. But that's only 7 points, and that's below our punishment threshold. So let's go back to that 1998 George Martin album. I think we have a little of Goldie Hawn singing a song made famous by the Beatles. That's a ballad.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day.
Welcome to the Drury Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
I should be
beautiful Polynesian room.
Like a lark. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
all. Don't forget, all of our umbrella drinks are 2 for 1.
You know, I work all day.
All right, that's enough of that. Al, I hope you have a great weekend despite that.
That was Hank.
Thank you.
Oh, Hank. I hope Al has a good weekend. Yeah. I hope you do too, Hank.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday right around 5:15. And you can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. It comes to you each week exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.
Meet me.
And here comes a guy that can sing with any lounge singer in the world. He's got those dulcet tones. It's Tim Weiland.
What?
Go ahead, Tim.
We don't know either.
Dan had too many donuts.
Yeah, I did.
Sounds like it. No wonder they call you the upside down man.
Well, I'm having a sugar. My sugar level now has dropped. I was like really flying high a little while ago. Now it's...
You need one of those new insulin donuts.
Yeah, I'm crashing now.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Insulin.
Good news. They cleared the accident westbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue. You do have one on westbound 44 downtown near Washington. Now, we've got heavy traffic. You do have another accident. We went down. They had cleared the one accident on southbound 55 near Highway Z. But then as we were flying back, we saw another accident that just happened on southbound 55 at Highway Z, or just south of Z. They're on the left shoulder, but traffic, you've got about a half a mile backup right now as you go through the area. You have southbound 270 still running a bit slow from Ladue down through south of the Clayton Road overpass. Eastbound 40, you got hockey traffic starting to make its way in. So your heavy Timberlake Manor through Mason. It's also heavy again in pockets from Clayton Morrison, and that goes all the way into Big Bend. And then they've cleared that accident, and the ramp is open again, Jennings Station Road to westbound Highway 70. Eastbound 270 cleared the accident 367. You're heavy Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Burger King. If you love fish, you're going to really love the new extra long fish sandwich from Burger King. And right now, they're just 2 for $5. The new extra long fish sandwich only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports without having to be in front of the TV. KTBI, Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time. Send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Next Wave Funding. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a high approval rate for existing businesses and cash for many purposes. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1595. That's 1-800-452-1595. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need. Up to $500,000 with no app or upfront fees. Funding based on your business, not your credit score. Plus, approvals in 2 hours and funds in 24 to 72 hours. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-800-452-1595. That's 1-800-452-1595. This is by far the easiest and best funding available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-452-1595 now.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it? Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T and the number 1 to 99000.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Hello, I'm Ivanka Trump. When I was a young girl, my father, Donald Trump, always told me that I could do anything that I set my mind to if I coupled vision with determination and hard work. He meant it. I consider myself fortunate to have learned from the best, both as an entrepreneur and, most importantly, a parent. My father is a man who is deeply grounded in tradition. He raised my siblings and me to work hard and strive for excellence in all that we do. He taught us that to inspire and gain respect in life and in business, you have to earn it. He has done just that over decades and achieved success at the highest level across multiple industries. He has employed tens of thousands of people and inspired them to achieve great things. Countless times, I've watched my dad make deals that seemed impossible to get done. As president, my father will keep his word. He'll never quit fighting for this country and its future, and he will make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Mizzou fans, the 5th annual Griggs LaPointe Mizzou SEC Summit is Wednesday, March 16th at Greenbrier Hills Country Club in Kirkwood. This great Mizzou event benefits the Tiger Scholarship Fund. Come out and see and hear from new head football coach Barry Odom, director of athletics Mac Rhodes, along with the voices of Mizzou, Howard Richards, Mike Kelly, and Gary Link. Tickets are available for the evening with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, followed by dinner buffet. The Tiger Scholarship Fund supports Mizzou student athletes. Register online at GriggsLaPointeSummit.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it again.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. This weekend, if you're thinking of breaking out the grill for the warm weather, you may want to stop off at the Smokehouse and pick up some sausages and some pork steaks and maybe some salads and pie and all sorts of other stuff that they've got there. Or maybe it's time for a nice sit-down dinner with the family, with your friends, business. Right next door to the Smokehouse is Annie Gunn's, one of the best sit-down restaurants you'll find in this town. And they're both in the Chesterfield Valley and sponsors here of this gentleman from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Hey, you take a little, sandwich, pork sandwich over to Trump. I think he's over there today, isn't he?
He was here for lunch.
Yeah.
He's gone already. He's in Chicago now.
Oh, did you go see him?
No, Colin went down there and covered the festivities, and we had a lot of stuff about it earlier on the show, and...
Oh, yeah. A lot of protests down there. And
yeah,
stuff.
But a lot of people there, too. Filled up a 3,000-seat Peabody Opera House today.
A lot of protesters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were they?
We don't know.
Black Lives Matter?
Probably some people there. Some, you know, Ferguson leftovers. There were some Bernie Sanders people there. There were. We don't really know. We don't know what the point was of what they were protesting or what the attention they got for the whole thing.
Nothing like a good protest.
Yeah.
Parker's question, the finale of Downton Abbey was fabulous. It took care of all the loose ends. How big was Downton Abbey's worldwide final audience? 90 million, 100 million, 110 million, 150 million. Two movie reviews, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Did you see it, homie?
I did not.
It'll scare the you-know-what out of you. Great script, creative, different. Different kind of movie with some really good acting with starring St. Louis's own John Goodman.
Yeah.
It's about a woman who has a terrible accident, then believes that she's been saved, but soon learns that she's being held against her will by some crazy preppers. Mm. Hate it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Rated PG, 100 minutes, 3 stars.
Okay.
Next movie, Young Messiah. Did you see it, homie?
No, I never even heard of it.
The life of Jesus Christ as a child growing up. 7 years old, he realizes he's different than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Rated PG, 89 minutes, 3.5 stars.
It's really Jesus at 7?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and his, like Mary's sitting there talking to him saying, you have something. I saw a trailer for it.
Movie news, nutty director Oliver Stone planning 2 new movies. He secretly flew to Russia and interviewed traitor Edward Snowden. He's going to try to convince us that he's a hero. Also plans a movie about that great American Sean Penn and his meeting with drug lord El Chapo. You think Sean Penn and El Chapo smoked a joint while they were sitting there talking?
Probably.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Another new show starting this month. We've been reviewing TV shows, new shows. Steve Harvey's Little Big Shots.
What's that?
I saw that. It was on
They did a preview. It isn't actually running this regular day until Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, NBC, 3.5 stars. I like it.
I thought Steve Harvey did a good job with it, with the kids.
What's the show?
It's an amateur show for America's Got Talent thing, but just with little kids doing different weird things.
Hmm. Yeah, some kid, he had a little basketball net, and he would hit shots like crazy from all over the place. And then what are the other kid? The other kid was with the nunchucks and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dayton history, 2 very odd Dayton history. March 11, 1980, John Hinckley watches Taxi Driver 3 times and decides that he wants to marry Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
I guess nobody told him Jodie Foster was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And to get her attention, decides that he will kill Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Okay. And happy birthday, 60 years old today, Joey Buttafuoco.
Wow. Really?
There's a name from the past.
Former married mechanic who had an affair with a 15-year-old Amy Fisher, then broke up with Amy Fisher. Amy Fisher immediately proceeded to go to Buttafuoco's house and shoot Mrs. Buttafuoco in the face. And Mary Buttafuoco got a 2-year reality show out of the deal.
Right, that's yeah. Right. Wow.
Ain't Love Grant.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about them.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
How many people watched the finale of Downton Abbey? 90, 100, 110, 150 million people.
Well, I can tell you it's 0 in this room.
Yeah.
So we're all just going to take a guess. Dan?
I'll do 110.
150.
110.
110.
Yes.
And finally. Have a great weekend. How you doing there, Mr. Trump? Oh, he's gone now. How you doing there, Miss Cruz? Oh, he's gone there. How you doing there, Miss Rubio? Oh, he's gone there now. How you doing there, Hillary? Oh, she's gone there now. How you doing there, Miss Dan? Oh, he's gone there now. Lily O'Kalani, Lani on the OK, look who in a car, and hooey hooey ho. To the work, cock, yep. Wabba dada, gama, gaya, gaga, aga, hooey ho.
And on the coolie, Makawani, and the owner, and on the Lulawa, Hawaii.
Actually, Cruz is coming to St. Louis tomorrow morning. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Before we get to Knuckleheads in the news, I have one story I want to highlight that is just so bizarre. It would normally be in Knuckleheads, but it's one notch above that. It's a story from Baltimore, Maryland, of a guy who went to the Horseshoe Casino in downtown Baltimore and gambled a lot. And apparently some guys noticed that this guy always had a lot of money with him when he went in and a lot of money with him when he went out. And so they plotted to rob the guy. And the way they were going to rob the guy was by putting a GPS device on his car without him knowing it. And then they knew where he was going and they could track him. And they went to his house to rob him. And they actually did. And when they got to the home, the guy wasn't there. But his son and his daughter were there, and these robbers duct taped them and made them lead them around the house to where money might be. And they actually found about $6,000, and then they left. And you would think that would be the end of the story. Except then the guy's wife tells the cops, I have a private investigator. Because my husband has been gambling so much, I have a PI who's been following my husband, and he put a GPS device on my husband's car. There were two GPS devices on this guy's car, and he didn't know it. And the private investigator told the cops, yeah, when I put that on there, that day I saw two other guys climb under the car, and I can identify you for them. And because of him, they caught the guys.
That's wild.
That is the great casino robbery-related story of the year. Now, Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Get the STL Taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Let's span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as Knuckleheads in the News. And thanks to contributors Matt Burrows and Dave Aronson and Terry Weatherford for sending in Knucklehead stories today to paul@harrisonline.com. Story number one. From Roselle, Illinois, a driver called the cops to report seeing a car with a tree embedded in its hood. Not long after an officer saw the car, he pulled it over. It was a 2004 Lincoln being driven by Marianne Christie, who said that she had hit that 15-foot-tall tree. 15-foot-tall tree!
I saw that
stuck
car.
Stuck in the grill of her car. She had struck it somewhere in her hometown of Schaumburg, which is right next to Roselle. But she didn't remember where or how. Needless to say, there was alcohol involved, and she failed a field sobriety test and was cited for driving under the influence. The Roselle Police Department posted photos and video from the dash cam of the cop's car online, and that has gone viral with tens of thousands of hits. Look for it if you want. Story number two comes from Macomb County, Michigan, where a cop was trying to pull over a driver for having an improper license plate. But the guy kept going for several miles. At one point, the cop pulled up next to him, and the guy put up a finger as if to say, hold on, I'll be right with you. What was so important? When he finally was pulled over, he told the cop, I wanted to finish smoking my joint and call my family before I go to jail, because I know that's where you're taking me. He knew he had a warrant out for his arrest in Florida. This was in Michigan, but he knew there was a Florida warrant for him. He also knew he had pot in the vehicle, and so he was going to jail, and he did, on charges of operating under the influence, and now probably extradition to Florida. Speaking of Florida, we go to the town of Palatka, Florida, where Judy Tabor was trying to park her 2015 GMC Suburban at the Waffle House, but she didn't quite stop in time, and instead slammed the front bumper into a wall and broke the windows. There were cops at a nearby Whataburger franchise who heard the crash and came running over to the Waffle House and noticed that Judy smelled of alcohol and, more importantly, was wearing no pants. She also could not stand up without assistance, was slurring her words, and had glassy, bloodshot eyes. She blew a .295 on the breathalyzer, and so she went away for DUI. And we finish with a story in Paris, France, of a woman who was removed from an Air France flight that had just come in from Istanbul because of something she had in her carry-on bag. During the flight, another passenger noticed that the woman was opening up a cloth bag and it looked like something was moving inside. She told a flight attendant who confronted the woman who pulled a one-year-old baby out of her carry-on bag. And no, she didn't have a ticket for the child. The woman was moved to the front of the plane, and when they landed in Paris, authorities questioned her, took her off the plane, sat with her for a while, told her, if you want to keep going, you got to not put the kid in carry-on, and yeah, you got to buy a ticket, which she did, and then she went on with her day. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Two other quick stories before we go today. One is for those of you who, like me, have an iPhone and think you can save battery life on your iPhone by closing apps. you have an iPhone, you might think, well, I have a lot of apps open because I'm on Twitter and Facebook and messaging and my contacts are open and all those other things you might use in the course of a day, Google Maps, whatever it is that you use in the course of a day, you have them open and you think, well, I better close those because they're running in the background and that's using up battery power. Well, this week, the guy who's in charge of the operating system at Apple, Craig Federighi, was asked, how do you keep from running out of batteries on your iPhone? Do you quit your multitasking apps a lot? Is this a necessity for battery life? And he wrote back, no, I don't do that, and no, you don't have to either. Turns out that all those things that are running in the background are not actually running in the background. They're just there, ready to be opened when you need them. And so now I and you don't have to do that anymore to save battery life on your iPhone. And the other story from the tech world that I love this week, and I don't know if Jose got to this on Monday, but, you know, Amazon has this thing called the Echo. They've been advertising it a lot on TV. It's a standalone device. You put it in your living room, and you can ask it questions. Like, you know, you can ask Siri questions on your phone, or Google has voice recognition. You can ask it questions. Well, they have this thing called Alexa, which is built into Echo, which is a voice recognition system, and then it answers your questions. And it actually does it faster than the Siri app for Apple and the Google voice app does on Google Search. So there was a radio story about this the other day on NPR. And during the radio report, they had examples of what you can say to Alexa. For instance, Alexa, please raise my thermostat to 70 degrees. And Alexa, please turn on the oven at 2 p.m. And Alexa, start playing music by Queen. Well, it turned out that a bunch of NPR listeners had their Alexa unit near their radios. And when the story came on and said that, Alexa did that. Because it's not voice specific. It's not married just to the owner's voice.
Yeah.
You know, on my phone, Siri recognizes my voice. On my wife's phone, it recognizes her voice if you have the Hey Siri feature on there, the same kind of thing. But Alexa does not have it down to each specific person. So if you know somebody who has one of those and you go into their house, you can freak them out by Siri, or rather, Alexa, turn the heat up to 85. or Alexa, start playing songs by the Starland Vocal Band, you know, or whatever they are, and it will do it. I absolutely love that. That's our show for today. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget, Dan and the band are going to be performing both tonight and tomorrow night. Where?
At Brewski's tonight in O'Fallon and the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lemay Ferry tomorrow night in South County.
All right. On behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Colin and all of us here who work on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Meet me.
And it's our final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are winding down. Now, if you are coming in on eastbound 70, it looks like you had a stalled tractor trailer before 270, and there was some slow traffic east of the Blanchet Bridge through the Earth City Expressway before things opened up. You have an accident on northbound 270 between the Clayton Road overpass and Highway 40. It was blocking a right lane. Southbound traffic on Highway 270 was just slow now from Highway 40 down to the Clayton Road overpass. You did have an accident at the end of the ramp on westbound 44 to southbound 270, and that was when I flew by, and it was causing that right lane to back up to the Guyer Road overpass. Now, westbound Highway 40 is slow, Hampton through McCausland, but hockey traffic coming in. You're slow, Timberlake through Mason, and then it's really heavy from Clayton Morrison in through Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on office items you use the most, ink, paper, even coffee and snacks, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side, and darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
If you love fish, you're going to really love the new extra-long fish sandwich from Burger King. And right now, they're just two for $5, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Two cousins killed in a violent early morning accident. How the family is coping with the sudden tragedy.
Slavery is Trump.
The Republican front runner for president in St. Louis. How the city welcomed Donald Trump.
A controversial U City business facing the loss of its liquor license. The decision from the city council late today.
Tonight, tweeting for Hillary. No big deal, right? But what if you're doing it from a Twitter account for the city of St. Louis? It may be against the law.
But first at 6, a pickup truck crashed on a residential street and overturned early this morning, killing two people.
Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins is live at the crash site in North St. Louis, where family members spoke exclusively with her about their loved ones. Kelly?
Well, detectives say that the accident happened here at Goodfellow and West Florissant. Now, just take a look behind me. According to investigators,